what the council had previously approved. It's just kind of expanded the scope of it.
All right, so the last piece of the puzzle, from what we're told, was a 10-acre piece of land that was going for upwards, get this, $120,000 per acre. Land in that area usually goes for about $10,000 or $12,000. $120,000, $1.2 million was the final piece of the puzzle. Is this story over? This gentleman doesn't think so. He is with Stop North Point. He is the legal counsel for Stop North Point. It's Bob Fioretti, who joins us on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Bob, thanks for coming on WJOL Radio. We appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Great to be here this morning.
Thank All right. You. Well, you heard the mayor. You say, though, that this isn't a done deal yet.
No, I think it's a long way. There's a lot of litigation going on, not just the SAP North Point, but between the cities and the municipalities. It's an interesting question on how the mayor phrases it. Well, it's in the scope of what we thought. No, it's not automatic annexation of unknown parcels in the future. I mean, if the court currently allows this to stand, then, you know, you might as well skip all kinds of future and public hearings and the whole annexation process. This is not right for the citizens. It's not right. What is happening is this additional 10,000 trucks a day onto the highways will be the destruction of the community here. No bridge. It doesn't matter. No matter what type of bridge that they talk about, it doesn't cure the problem here that we see. And it's going to keep destroying the cemetery, the open lands area. And I think everybody has to stand up and say no to North Point's and Joliet's leaders' attempted confiscation of land without public hearings.
Well, let's get into that a little bit more deeply, if you would, Bob, please. Part of the lawsuit is challenging what you referred to earlier as the automatic annexation of unknown parcels in the future. What does that mean?
Well, they left it in this annexation agreement that it was going to be open and you can just bypass public hearings on what was going to happen. And as we heard the mayor just say, well, it was within the scope. No, when you're taking private and land and converting it for public use, it must go to the people. It must have public hearings and that people have to participate in. To say it's in the scope is truly unconstitutional.
Wow. Okay. So you still, part of the Stop North Point fight is Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie and Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, because bridge aside, wherever the bridge is, it's not going to be at Walter Strawn, whether it's at Millsdale or whether it's someplace else north of Manhattan Road. You still say the impact from North Point is going to be great on Madewin and Abe Lincoln.
Absolutely. And we've seen from time to time the damage that has been done by truckers in the area, both on both of these areas. And the effect will be devastating for the community. I'm down in Joliet often. As I come from Chicago, I see the problems that we have with the truckers now, and we increase it with another 10,000 trucks a day. People have to be worried about where this is all going, and there will be no deals cut and the only way we can do anything here is actually to stop this land grab that is going on right now. And when I say land grab, it is this automatic annexation of unknown parcels in the future here.
Bob Fioretti joining us here on 1340 WJOL from StopNorthPoint.com. It's an organization that started up that is trying to change the direction that this whole thing appears to be going. So you are asking the court for a permanent halt to this entire contract. Where are we, or we're not we, where are you in this whole process? What I meant to say is, where are we all in this whole process, as the media covering this, Joliet, Stop North Point, and North Point? So where are we?
We're back in court at the end of the month on some motions to consider. As we always have said, we had some prospects in court, but we also are going to look on whether or not we should appeal certain decisions from the court. There is a lot going on. I think in the next few months you will see court decisions affecting many of the cases that are dealing with this North Point taking of property. And I hope we're going to have, and I know we're going to have positive results, but it's going to be a long struggle, and we urge people to go sign the petition, go to stopnorthpoint.com, and help fundraise, help sign the petition, and move forward on this the litigation, because we believe, and I think the polling shows that over almost 70% of the residents in and around Joliet are opposed to the project, despite what the political ruling class leaders have done here.
Okay, Bob, one more question and I'll let you go. Elwood lost its recent battle. War's not over, obviously. They lost a battle in Will County Court. Does that make you pause a little bit and lose a little confidence that this thing, you know, even in the courts, is going to move forward?
No, I've looked at the Elwood decision. We've had a lot of discussions regarding it. There's still glimmers of hope on what they were doing. In our case, the judge says, well, we can't predict what the future will bring, but we have to act on what we know. And the same in the Elwood decision. And I think we just have to keep fighting for the people of Will County, of Joliet. So many elected leaders are against it. Those that were in favor of it have now put themselves in a pause position, and they're evaluating what to do. So I think there's hope, and I've seen cases that have been litigated for years and go up to the Illinois Supreme Court and some to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so there's a long way to go, even though you lose at the lower level, because of sometimes how the court interprets what is happening and political considerations. But there's a glimmer of hope, and that glimmer of hope can become the sun rising on our lands out in Will County.
Okay, Bob Fioretti from StopNorthPoint.com. Thank you, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right, take care. By the way, if you want to find out more about what he's doing and what that group is doing, it's StopNorthPoint.com. It's got a list of everything that they've done, people that are for StopNorthPoint.com, and some of the other information as well. It's all there. Again, StopNorthPoint.com. So this week we had Mayor Odekirk on. We've been playing his comments here all week. And then we had Bob Fioretti on, presenting both sides of the story as the battle for North Point rages on. Day 21, rest of the headlines coming up next with Monica. I have WJ Well Sports and